It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business.
All right.
Here's Barry.
Get past the hyperbole. All right. Good stuff. Hey, you guys, welcome. You're going to feel my passion for this one today. We're going to burn in. We're going to kind of power out four in a row here, and it's going to set us up for something quite exciting. I'm going to let it all roll out throughout this episode. I will tell you, there is a lot to talk about, and I'm going to try and keep moving. We're going to use a couple cameras, a screen share. I want to cover it. I want to welcome you to episode 21. We are moving boldly, and here, the first podcast of the new year. With so much more to come. A public shout out, well, as public as this is, just to our group about losing one of our own, the dear Johnny Fox, a brother of mine since 1982. Never went more than a month, certainly, without talking to him, but he was a dear friend and passed away. Went to Maryland last weekend, and such a phenomenal celebration of life. All be lucky to have something like that at the end. So I miss you, brother, and we lost one of the great ones, and we get to all keep going until it's our time to no longer do that, which it's way off in the distance, as Johnny got to perform even a month before he had finally passed, 2 months before he had finally passed, got to do some shows. So I'm optimistic about my life, our lives, and our career. So let's get going. Did you guys take a peek, and did you dig in deep to that ideal client exercise that I gave you in episode 20. It's incredibly important for what we're doing this month. If you didn't do that, just stop this right now. Go back and do that exercise, because you will not get as much from what we're going to be doing here if you haven't done that exercise. It's just that was part of it. I was leading that in order. All right, we're going to head over to a screen share right now, and I'm going to talk to you about episode 21, what we're doing in this one. We're going to kill procrastination, we're going to kill perfectionism and resistance. We're going to knock them all four out, and we're going to do it doing something called the 90-day money game. Now, some of you who are in Platinum Club, who are also in the Monday Morning Mindset, the awesome year-long private mastermind we had, we got to play some of the money game. Some of you played it, some didn't. This time, we're going harder. I've done it two more times since then, and I'm a better teacher of it, a better leader of it, a better participant, and I'm going to kick some butt in this thing. First off, tip of the hat where it belongs. I owe credit to this to a coach that I've worked extensively with, Rich Litvin, who probably didn't invent this, but really wrapped the framework around it that we're using now, and it's so effective. I've done this three times in the past 2 years. Every time I have exceeded my goals for not only the left column, but the right column. And I'll leave that as a little bit of a mystery to what that means when we get to it here in a minute. But there are two columns of this thing, and I have exceeded both. All three times I've done it. So I will coach you through every step of this. Some of it's going to scare the hell out of you. Some of it's going to go, wow, what's he talking about? And this is why we're here. This is why we're in a Platinum Club. This is the push. This is the edge of the world that I hold you by the back of the shirt and show you the big fall, the big leap you need to take. If you commit to this, I promise you, life will never be the same. It's just impossible to come out of this the same. Every single time I've done it, I've started here and come out here. Started here, come out here. Started here and come out off the screen. And really came up off the screen this last time I did it. And then I'll share that story with you probably in the next episode, what it did for me. But it all relates back to finding my ideal client, which I shared with you in the last episode. You have to identify. You have to learn to stop wasting time on the wrong clients and invest what you have, everything you have, into the right clients. And we can do that. All right. So this fast-tracked me to growing my coaching business in a radical way. Now my consulting business and everything else I'm pushing on. This game is responsible. I only wish I did this while I was still performing, and I've coached people through this, and I got to see the power of it as a performer, but sky's the limit for what I might have done with this when I was a performer. Good, so let's dig into this. This game is about proposing. Booking isn't the goal. What? I know that's crazy talk, but booking is actually not the goal in this game. This game is about proposing. You will book gigs, but we celebrate the no's. That is what we go for. We celebrate the no's. This is the great phrase that Rich Lidman repeats to me all the time. Yeses live in the land of no's. Yeses live in the land of no's. Meaning, you're not going to go out on your first one and pitch it and get a yes. You know, you've all learned that. The added on layer of insight here is you have to gather no's. You have to be playing in the land of no's to get to the yeses. So let's look, this game will screw with your reality if you play it big. And I pray that you'll play this game big, all out. Just go for it. Throw caution to the wind, throw your ego away, check it at the door, grow some thick skin, and we're going to hit this thing real hard for 90 days. It completely removed my fear of asking for what I deserve. And I have heard most of us in this group say that to some extent. I'm afraid to ask for what I'm worth. Someone else is working cheaper. You know, that race to the bottom mentality. This will remove that because you're going to set some goals that are going to mandate that. You should play this again and again in 3 months, in 6 months. Doesn't say six there. It should. You should play this now and again in 6 months. All right. Let's dig into this thing. So what we're going to do on this thing is we are going to pick an amount of money that we want to create. Make up a number. The first time I did this, I wanted to create $80,000. I had a goal of $80,000. So then next thing I do is I multiply that number by three. And then this is the amount that you will propose during the 90 days. So for mine, it was $240,000. My next one, I did $100,000. And the one after that, I did $100,000. So both of those were proposed $300,000. Exceeded those every single time through coaching, through speaking, through book sales, through consulting gigs, through group programs. Always set a goal, a number you want to create, multiply it times three, and this is the amount that you are absolutely committing to proposing in 90 days. So, big slow breath. What's that number? What comes up right away for you when you hear that new number? The amount you want to create times three. What comes up? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it excitement? You should be wondering. If you're not wondering, how could this be? You may not have picked a big enough number. Okay? Don't play this safe. You don't have to stick to the number you just created if you just picked one. This is an exercise. You're going to do a little work on this thing at the end. And afterwards, this homework, you're going to really create this thing and do a little bit of pre-work. But right now, a number probably came into your head. You multiplied it times three. What happened? What were the thoughts that came up? And are you wondering, how could this possibly be? Okay, so we are going to create a chart that you can see every single day. Red for proposed and green for booked. Let's go over to this chart here. I made one up for this. I've done a couple different versions of this chart every time I've played the game. But I just go for simple. I put this on a dedicated whiteboard in my office. This is down in my studio. I just drew this one for you. But when I play this game, it's up in my office and I have it different. So this one is a 90-day money game, $100,000 to create, $300,000 to propose. Your numbers will be different. Just do the math differently. Left side, this is proposals. This is every time you send out a proposal, this is where you're going to track it. This is the book side, every time you book it. The goal at the end of this 90 days is to have this all in red. You can see the horizontal lines here. This is delineated for each one. So I made up a couple here. National Association of Realtors, NAR, this was a $10,000 proposal. Davis Realty, a $15,000 proposal. IBM, a $10,000, fits in there. Cisco Corporation, a $10,000. So right here, I'm up to $50,000, right? 10, 25, 35, 45. I'm up to $45,000 on this one. So this is great. And over here, you record the ones that you booked. Davis, NAR. So right here, it's at 25 booked. So this is the only goal in this thing is to fill up this red side. This green comes along. But this is a radical exercise in getting rid of perfectionism, getting rid of procrastination, and getting rid of resistance. Because these days are counting down. These 90 days are counting down from the day we start. Don't worry, we're not starting this thing yet. You know, you don't have to get going on this thing. I'll share the dates with you that we're going to do this thing. I'm giving you plenty of time to mentally prepare, to physically prepare by clearing your space, making room for it every day in your calendar, for taking care of any commitments you have outstanding, and actually seeing if this is the right time for you. The only reason it's not a right time is if you're going to be on. I even did one of these when I went on a European vacation this in summer of 2017. 2 weeks of it overlapped with the European vacation. I just kept going. I kept doing the proposals, kept doing the connection, and exceeded that goal in big style, actually. So this is one way the chart can look. I've seen these charts look a dozen different ways. This is one way. It's really simple, really easy to understand. It's easy to walk in at the beginning of a day, look at your office wall, and see how you're doing. You may want to do it on paper. You may want to do it on computer. I personally would advise against computer. Get tactile with it. Get it something you can play with, a big piece of freezer paper, a whiteboard, a chalkboard, anything like that. Something that you can touch and feel and look at. And because this is a visceral exercise, no doubt. So again, red for proposed, green for booked. Your only goal is to fill up the proposals. Like I say, get out of your own way and create. To who, how, when? Barry, give me some guidance. Yeah, man, we're going to do that. We'll get into some guidance. And that is going to be the subject of the next 3 episodes. We're going to dig deeply into that. In this episode right now, I'm going to give you an overview of the 4 stages. And not coincidentally, they mimic the stages of the Showbiz Blueprint sales funnel. So let's look at this. And we use a little bit of different languaging in this. First, we're going to create. We're going to find. So this is C-I-C-P. C-I-C-P. Those are the 4 letters we're using in this thing. The first is create, and that's finding events, bookers, shows, opportunities, trade shows, conventions, meetings, associations. It's the create phase, and that's what we're going to do in this phase is we are going to create the possibility. Next, we're going to invite. We're going to open the conversation and give them a look at the opportunity that we are even proposing to them. Similar to the Showbiz Blueprint, where we contact companies, we get on the phone and we paint the picture and we ask for permission to connect. Third, we are going to connect. We are going to show them the opportunity using any of the methods that we've used in Showbiz Blueprint. We can get on the phone with them to connect. We can do it through a video, a customized video, a generic video introduction. Even the graphics we use, we're just going to do something that connects them from where they are to where they could be. And then finally, we are going to propose, and we're going to use a CVI, and we're going to put a price on it, and we are going to go to the magic board, and we are going to raise the red column here. Kind of a disembodied arm. We're going to raise the red column. And along with that, some of the green column's going to go up. It's going to be in a different level, though. It's going to be, you'll get some of them and you won't. But this column rising up, this red column, is going to be game-changing for you to do on a regular basis. So connect, create, invite, connect, propose. Those are the 4 stages. In the next episode, we will go into create and invite very deeply. I will dig into those 2, show you strategies, really give you some blueprints for how you're going to do this. Not going to leave you alone a single second of it. Episode 23, we will look at the connect and propose, some more advanced systems, some more advanced strategies along that we, beyond what we have done in Showbiz Blueprint, some of the ones I've used so effectively to connect and propose. And in the final January episode, episode 24, we will kick off the game. And the game's going to run February 1st through May 2nd. 90 days to do all that work, and it's going to be phenomenal. You will have a deep, deep understanding of this game by the time we get to the end, and you will succeed in hitting your proposed amount. I will not tolerate anything less. If you decide to play, if you tell me you're in, you have to be in. Don't cheat yourself out of the experience of playing this game like your life depends on it, because honestly, the future of your business depends on taking risks. I've talked about it. I've gone on and on about it. This game has changed my life. It was powerful for a group of people I did it with a year and a half ago in the Monday Morning Mindset. And in the Platinum Club, we even raise it a level higher. I mean, you're here for the specific reason of pushing yourself. And this game, there's nothing like this game. This game changes your life. All right, let me come back on full screen. I'm going to tell you that I'm excited about this. You can probably hear it in my voice. This game has been valuable to me. Between defining my ideal client, which I have been doing heavily over the last couple months, and applying it to the principles of the money game, I have booked recently, I think I mentioned it in the past podcast, my first six-figure coaching, consulting client, and six-figure fee and 2% of all new business that we developed for his company in 2018. So that would not have happened had I not identified my ideal client. My ideal client that I came out of that exercise with was a company that's doing $25 million or more, has had somewhat stagnant sales between 2016 and 2017, and I personally look at their website and see holes in their marketing, see holes in the way they're talking to their clients. That was all I did. I gave my VA those three criteria, had her build a spreadsheet for me, looked on LinkedIn then to see who I had some connection with in one of those companies. I found three of them. I've had these conversations with two of them. On the third one, I booked it, 100K plus 2% of new business in 2018. And really what it was doing these exact steps. And then some of the deeper steps I do for my consulting business where I get them on the phone, do 90-minute consultations with them, explode their mind, and then take them right to that proposal. So we will be able to do all of this. I promise you, yours may look different. For now, I want you to come up with a number. Watch this one again if you need to. Come up with a number of the amount of money you want to create between February 1st and May 2nd. Multiply that number times three. Draw yourself some kind of a fancy or unfancy chart. I would love to see those. I would love to hear that you're jumping into it, what you're willing to do. And like I say, you have a couple weeks right now. You have about 3 weeks to clear your schedule to be ready for this to happen. The next episodes are going to come out before our whiteboard session for January, and we will be ready to go on February 1st on this. You'll be fully armed with everything you need. I will be able to answer questions. Use the comments below this video if you have any questions right now. I will probably say they're going to be answered in the next few podcasts, but either way, put them in there. I'm excited, you guys. This is great. This is a huge thing. I will sign off for this one.